بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. And we say Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us another opportunity this afternoon to present the afternoon's program, that's Ya Qari Al-Quran. And indeed, on this particular program, we listen to the recitation of various qurra, various ulama, various huffaz, as well as the nasiha from them as well. And alhamdulillah, this afternoon, inshallah, we will be in the company of one of the leading qaris from Cape Town, who is the director of the Imam Shatibi Institute for Quranic Education, as well as the Dr. Ahmad Isa Al-Masarawi Center in Africa, the largest Quranic center in the world with 78 branches worldwide, who is also a contributor on various radio stations in the Cape and the official translator for Dr. Ahmad Isa Al-Masarawi works. And shortly the Sheikh is going to be joining us. The program format for this afternoon: firstly, we thank you, the esteemed listener, Radio Islam International, for tuning into this afternoon's program. And we say Jazakallah Khair to Maulana Naeem as well, who's our sound engineer. And once again, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the technology. And every single day and every single week we look at this, that our esteemed guest today is from Cape Town. Maulana Naeem is at Radio Islam International in Indonesia, and we are here in the city of Durban. So alhamdulillah, indeed a great blessing that you will find people not only locally that will be able to listen to this, nationally as well as internationally. Starting off the program, our esteemed Qari will be reciting a qira'ah for at least about 10 minutes, and thereafter it's going to be a short ad break. And as last week we had profiled the senior Qari from Durban, that was Qari Ahmed Lokan Hafizahullah, and Qari Sahib had taken us through his journey of his memorization of the Qur'an Kareem. Well, every week we intend to have a Qari on the program, and we would like to know about their journey as well into recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, into memorization of the Qur'an Kareem, and thereafter the studies as well, be it local, be it national, be it international. Indeed, a great honor and pleasure for us to welcome onto the program Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, we must say Jazakallah Khairan to you once again for accepting our invitation and joining us this afternoon. Indeed, a great honor and pleasure. And alhamdulillah, hope Sheikh is, you know, in good health. And we do know, you know, temperatures, perhaps, you know, in the Cape, I'm not too sure what the temperatures looking like there. But alhamdulillah, in Durban, we've got beautiful weather. And perhaps with Maulana Naeem in Gauteng, I'm not too sure if it's already in the minus or close to the minus. Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah and the favor of the rain. We ask Allahumma tayyiban nafi'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to be beneficial, ameen. And may it be same as a mercy upon us. It's quite chilly, alhamdulillah, been raining for the last 3 days, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, starting off the program, we humbly and kindly request Sheikh to begin with a qira'ah, at least for about 8 to 10 minutes, and thereafter, inshallah, Sheikh, will give me an ad break. And after the ad break, we will request Sheikh to speak to us about Sheikh's studies locally, perhaps nationally or internationally as well, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, Sheikh may begin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر ولا تمنن تستكثر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر ولا تمنن تستكثر ولربك فاصبر. فإذا نقر في النافور فذلك يومئذ يوم عسير على الكافرين غير يسير. ذوي ومن خلقت وحيدا وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا ومن أجد له تمهيدا. ثم يطمع أن أزيد. كلا إنه كان لآياتنا عنيدا. يغرقه صعودا. إنه فكر وقدر فقتل كيف قدر. ثم قتل كيف قدر. ثم نظر ثم عبس وبسر. فقتل كيف قدر. ثم قتل كيف قدر. ثم نظر ثم عبس وبسر. ثم أدبر واستكبر. فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر. إن هذا إلا قول البشر. سأصليه سقر وما أدراك ما سقر. وما أدراك ما سقر. لا تبقي ولا تذر.
يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Allahumma iftah alayna bil Qur'an al-Azim. Very beautiful recitation by Sheikh Qari Munir Sattaruddin from Cape Town. Well, that brings us now to around 14:22. It's a short break, and thereafter we will be interviewing Sheikh on his studies. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's program, Ya Qari al-Quran, the Qira'ah that you've just heard before the break. That was the live telephonic Qira'ah by Cape Town's leading Qari, Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin, Hafizahullah, the director of the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town as well. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair once again for that beautiful recitation. Indeed, it reminds one of the world-renowned Qari and reciter, Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahimahullah. Jazakallah khair for that qira'ah. Sheikh, this afternoon we would like to know about Sheikh's studies from the time that Sheikh had started Hifzul Qur'an or Tahfizul Qur'an. Kindly take us on that journey, Sheikh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الظاهرين وبعد. الحمد لله myself Munir Sattaruddin. I at the time that my father and mother was studying at Umm al-Qura University in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Alhamdulillah, my sister and I, as well before me, were born in Makkah. But my father's dua was always, oh Allah, if this child of mine, and alhamdulillah, Allah is blessing with many, but if this child of mine is not a benefit of Islam, then take him away. Make him a benefit to Islam, rather take him from this dunya, do not let him be a form of fitna and fasad. This was the dua of my father at the time of all of his children's birth. Alhamdulillah. And my father, my mother, prior to him, really instilled in us that every single day there had to be this Islamic, basically at our age, we'd either find it as a rhyme or something, but there has to be, we had to recite our du'as, we had to read for us. So our first teachers of the Quran, alhamdulillah, were my mother and my father, alhamdulillah. At a later stage, as we grew, my father would then offer every salat al-fajr, we had to present and listen to him, hifzan, an dhahr al-qalb, meaning from the eye of the heart. And at a later stage, my father then decided, as you know, being a community worker myself, my father himself as a sheikh, sometimes things get busy, so my father said to us, he would not like to neglect us in our Quran, so he made the decision to send us to Allah, yarhamu, may Allah have the highest, granting the highest abode in Jannah, that is Shafi'ul Muli, Allah, yarhamu. And Hifz really started there, and the instilling the love for being Lanja, as Shaykh Muli would used to say. Knowing your Quran from cover to cover, Sheikh Muli, Allah Yarhamu, really made us understand that the Quran should not leave your chest. Once it enters, we should do our utmost to not allow it to leave our chest on our own negligence. Alhamdulillah, my beginning was my mother and my father, and thereafter, I did most of my hifz, Sheikh Yusuf Muli, Allah Yarhamu.
MashaAllah. Sheikh, coming back to Sheikh Yusuf Wudi, rahimahullah, indeed, you know, one of the great scholars, you know, from Cape Town. Tell us about the method that was used by Sheikh at that particular time of memorization of the Qur'an al-Karim. You'll find many of the teachers of the Qur'an al-Karim, some will perhaps, recommend or advise to start memorizing from the Juz Amma, some perhaps maybe from the first part of the Qur'an. What was the method that was used with yourself, Sheikh?
Only Allah Arhamu basically had a standard method when you would come in, you would first read the Yassarna al-Quran in the, as we call in Cape Town, the Surah, the Qa'ida, And thereafter, we go to what was known as the small surah. This is, it used to be a small hardcover of Juz Amma'in. And this used to be inside reading. And Shaykh Bulli Allah Arhamu would not leave you or allow you to leave this until you were fluent in Juz Amma, identifying your makharij, your tajweed, your gunnah, your mudud. And then thereafter, Shaykh Bulli Allah Arhamu would start from Surah Al-Nas all the way to Surah Al-Naba, meaning Amma Yatasa'alun. Ala Qadr Al-Istifa', each one on his own capabilities. If you were able, but Shaykh Bulli used to really push you. If you were able to do a page or two or three, Shaykh Bulli would push you to always meet your own potential. And once we have finished with Amma, we have to read the entire Juz out to Shaykh, and then we would start from Surah Al-Mulk, and others would start from the Qulli would guide you and he said, okay, you are okay with the difficult surahs. You need to read from Surah Al-Mulk down and others from Surah Al-Mursalat. Thereafter, the Qulli then let us start at the beginning of the Quran. This was with Surah Al-Baqarah, which is one, Al-Islamiyin. And also prior to even reading the Surah Al-Nas, you had to bring Surah Al-Fatiha. This was the method, and Shaykh Bulli was really, really strict. May Allah grant him the high ability in Jannah for this. He was really strict regarding keeping the Hizb strong. If the Hizb was not strong, he would not let you move on to another surah unless what you have already learned was solidified. And this was really, really important to him. And Alhamdulillah, he's basically given it over to all of his students. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So Sheikh had completed Hifz with Sheikh Yusuf Bulli Rahimullah as well?
I have done, I came to Sheikh Bulli and I completed 23 Juz. And then I fell extremely ill. I then was away from the Quran for plus minus 6 months. And thereafter I went off to Egypt to go and study. Sheikh Bulli thought, okay, just get a different scenery, go and do things differently. I went off to Egypt, Alhamdulillah. But when I returned from Egypt, after my first few months, I think it was 10 months there, I came and had to read Shaykh Bulli every afternoon, Alhamdulillah, as I used to teach in his house some of the private students. When Shaykh Yusuf Bulli Allah Arhamu said, I cannot anymore, he asked me to stick to them, and I still had to read all of the work that I did in Egypt to Shaykh Bulli Allah Arhamu.
Sheikh, tell us about your studies in Egypt. Tell us about that.
Subhanallah, this was a real desire. You know, I used to really, from a young age, admire Sheikh Abdul Baqir Abdul Samad, Allah Arhamu. With all due respect to the rest of the Qurrah, Sheikh Abdul Baqir Abdul Samad, I just had that certain affinity with Sheikh Abdul Baqir. And my father, coming from Umm al-Qura University, my elder brother, Sheikh Samir Fasarbin, coming from Umm al-Qura University, my mother as well, my father then called me and said, there's a position for you in Umm al-Qura University in Mecca. And this time I remembered a call of Ibn al-Jawzi, rahmatullahi alayhi, where he says, you do not really want anything unless you let the Hajjit go. So I decided this is my way, and I plead and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I wish to go study in Egypt, the land of so many great qurra, and also the land of Sheikh Abdul Baqir Abdul Samad, Allah arhamu. And subhanallah, out of nowhere, my uncle came in and handed me the phone and said, his uncle wants to speak to you, and it was an invitation from Ziris to come and recite there. I think I spent about 8 days there, and subhanallah, they then facilitated me going over to Egypt, the airfield, because in Egypt you have to cover your own expenses. It's not like the Makkah al-Mukarramah that gives you the stipend every month. And from that, Alhamdulillah, I went to Sheikh Bulli, I went to go and ask his permission. He agreed, Alhamdulillah, and then he put me on to Dr. Ahmad Ma'ina. Hafizahullah wa ra'ah, may Allah protect him, ameen.
Ameen.
And subhanallah, with Allah's blessing, Dr. Ahmad Ma'ina really opened a lot of doors for me in Egypt because of his position at that time as the Sheikh Qari. So I should really say to him, I would like you to take this boy under your wing. Young student of mine, a very good boy. Near the car of Dean, I'd like to take him under your wing. Teach him to read just like you. That was a bully's dream for me, but astaghfirullah, I haven't fulfilled it. He said, teach him to read exactly like Dr. Ahmad Nahila. But so said, let's have him back to the Quran. And Dr. Ahmad really opened up many doors, alhamdulillah. That's how I could get onto the likes of Dr. Mahmoud Amin al-Tantawi, Dr. Ahmad Aysa al-Ma'asarawi, because of the fact that Dr. Ahmad Naina could always put a word in for me, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Sheikh, I see quite a few questions that are coming in here to us at our Durban studio, asking Sheikh if Sheikh could perhaps very, very briefly, perhaps if it means with Surah Al-Fatiha, explain the maqamat. What is the maqamat? And also another question that has come in to, it's pertaining to saying that what is hadr, or what is qira'a, what is tartil? These are some of the questions that are coming in. We're not too sure from where, but these are some of the questions here.
Maqamat are tones that are utilized while reading the Quran. The ulama of maqamat say that al-maqamu huwa yufassir al-ma'ana. This gives you the explanation or the tafsir of the Quran. As for example, you will not read anything that you read that is said. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Jahannam, and you will not use a happy voice to read this. So this basically just allows you to place meaning to melody, as Shaykh Ismail learned. Beautifully says, it allows you to bring meaning to melody. It's not just about the melody, it's about understanding what you are trying to portray. This should be the key. You know, many times our young youth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserve us and protect them from this. It's all about the melody. It should be a tool only to portray and to give over the correct meaning of the Holy Quran. The Quran should bring about tadabbur. For the one that can understand, alhamdulillah, he should ponder. And the one that does not understand, we as Qur'an should try our best to give over that story as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks regarding glad tidings, we will not read this maqam again, this verse, in a sad tone. If you use a happy tone, when Allah speaks about his majesty, his might and his power, you should use the appropriate tone to give that message, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, I see quite a few other messages coming in where the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International are requesting some of the examples as Sheikh has been speaking about, the happy tones, you know, the sad tones and so on. And Sheikh, we do have sufficient time. We have the program, most likely by about 5:00 will be ending. Right now it is 14:39, so we do have time, and most likely I see many, many more questions are coming in. Can Sheikh perhaps recite for us? Let's start off. You know, perhaps with the tones as Sheikh had spoken about.
Inshallah, we will start off with firstly, the sad one. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking regarding Jahannam. For example, I will go over to Qadr, inshallah. The maqam's name is Qadr. Qadr, this is the maqam that is used when we read a sad verse. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, and the abode will be Jahannam. Then we cannot really read this with a happy tone, so we will read,
وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
This is known as the maqam of Qadr. When we speak regarding something, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Bring about our attention. We will use, for example, the maqam of Shajar. This is bringing about your attention.
أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ
something of blessed tidings. So if we read, for example, four times the blessed tidings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha al-insan ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O mankind, what has deluded you regarding your Lord? We should not read it, and I've heard this be read in the Maqam of Ras before, the happy stone. Then we read, for example, in Bayat, Bayat is also something that can be a Maqam that can be used on any system. Ya ayyuha al-insan ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Speak again of Jahannam. So we say, if we go further down that page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to those who are in Jannah. They have to go. Immediately after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but referring to those who are in the fire of Jahannam. So this is just in a nutshell some examples of when to utilize the maqam in an appropriate place.
MashaAllah, Sheikh, absolutely beautiful. Many messages are coming in, mainly from, you know, the Huffaz and the students, you know, wanting to know, is it possible for Sheikh to conduct these segments on a weekly basis during this particular time? Well, to you, the esteemed Huffaz, the honorable Huffaz, those of you that have memorized the Quran Karim, inshallah, we will discuss that with Sheikh. What I had discussed with Sheikh was today was an interview, and then from next week, we have requested for Sheikh to take us through the short section, the short surahs that is recited, you know, on a daily basis for the benefit of, you know, the majority of the ummah. But yes, to you, the Qari, and the program is Ya Qari Al-Quran, the Hafiz, Ya Hamid Al-Quran as well. Most likely, inshallah, we will discuss this with Sheikh, and inshallah, we'll see what we could bring to you for the coming week. Sheikh, indeed, many, many of the Huffaz, alhamdulillah, already greatly inspired. Sheikh, on that particular topic, what was Sheikh's, the one of the questions had come in pertaining to, say, Sheikh's favorite surah that Sheikh always liked to recite?
Subhanallah, the Quran should be, the entirety from cover to cover should be our favorite. However, there is just a certain surah or juz that certain people will just find difficult, and it goes with everyone, and I'm the same. For example, while learning, everyone was afraid of this 19, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْضِينَ لِلْقُرْآنَ. For me personally, I found that I love it. And on the opposite side, on the same spectrum of a surah that I love, I say it's an entire juz, and this is the third juz of the Holy Quran. For some reason, it just skipped, alhamdulillah, there's very little mistakes. We're all human, we make mistakes. There's very little mistakes, alhamdulillah. And our father being listening might not believe this, but alhamdulillah, many, many, many years after having been blessed with the Quran in my case, I still, before I have to read this one surah in the mihrab, I'll make sure to go over it. And this is Surah Al-Mursalat. I always make sure to go over it. So each one has a different surah. So for me, I say the most catchy and always sticks with me, alhamdulillah, is the entire third juz. And the one that I always have to go over is the last surah of the 29th juz, and this is Surah Al-Mursalat.
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh, you know, I, you know, do recall as well, you find that, you know, sometimes many students, when it comes to the fourth part of the Qur'an Kareem, would I be correct to say that Yusikum Allah is in the fourth part, is that in the last quarter?
Yes,
You'll find many pupils wanting to know, that that's perhaps for some, a challenge. Others will come up, with other parts as 19. Some may say perhaps 9 and so on. If you have many, many more messages are coming in to you, the esteemed Hufaz, most definitely, inshallah, we will have the discussion with Sheikh. As now, Sheikh, the questions are coming in. Sheikh will have to start teaching maqamat, especially for the Hufaz. And some of them are saying that on a Saturday afternoon, they are available to join or to listen into the program. Some messages perhaps seem like local, some perhaps international as well. In the past as well, we've had many people from the neighboring countries, many of the imams and the ustaz from neighboring countries listening is as well. But inshallah, Sheikh has always been there. And Sheikh, we must say Jazakallah khair to Sheikh as well, especially during the month of Ramadan, though that was on another radio station. But most likely, inshallah, on Saturday, Sheikh will continue with us. Sheikh, that brings us now to 14:47. At least for the next 8 minutes, perhaps, Sheikh, we would request Sheikh to perhaps recite whatever comes to Sheikh's heart, inshallah. Especially, I think this is something special, Sheikh, especially for the Hufaz who have been sending in so many messages, and something for them,
Sheikh. الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا سبحان الذي أسري بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي بارك ما حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلنا Yeah.
بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله جزاك الله خير شيخ فوج for that beautiful qira'ah once again and for joining us this afternoon. And Sheikh, most definitely we're going to communicate and try and have discuss the segment, especially for the Huffaz during this particular time, inshallah, on a weekly basis. Sheikh, we request your esteemed du'as, and may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and reward you, and may you continue with the brilliant work that Sheikh is doing. And indeed, Sheikh, just by listening to you, indeed, one may say that, you know, the recitation is like the recitation of Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad rahimahullah. That's some of the messages that have come in, Sheikh. Well, we say Jazakallah Shukran, and that was Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin from Cape Town joining us on the program. That brings us to the end of this afternoon's program, Ya Qari Al-Quran. And we say Jazakallah Khair to Maulana Naeem for his assistance this afternoon, and to you, the esteemed of Radio Islam International. Until next time, Fi Amanillah, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.